Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. We have a caller on the line from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Kristen Zotaway is joining us. Kristen, good to have you on PT.
Oh, it's wonderful to be on.
Kristen, tell me about your musical background. Did you grow up in a musical family?
Yes, I did. I grew up playing the flute. I played in bands in high school and in college, and also in a small orchestra in college. And now I am playing in a flute orchestra, the West Michigan Flute Orchestra. We are the largest continuously running non-professional flute orchestra in the country. And we have about 44 players this term.
A fantastic distinction. The West Michigan Flute Orchestra. Now, there's not a lot of music that I know of written for 44 flutes. What do you play?
Well, we have some compositions that have been commissioned especially for us.
Wow.
We play things that have been commissioned for other flute orchestras, also some orchestral transcriptions. We even have a composer that is within our group.
Wow, fantastic. And are there all different sizes of flutes, from bass flutes to piccolos?
Actually, from contrabass flutes to piccolos.
Wow. So there's a diverse sound, even though you're all playing flutes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And it's a very ethereal sound, too.
Ah, nice. It sounds like a wonderful musical organization. And you can put some of that lifelong musical knowledge that you have, Kristen, to work right now on the Piano Puzzler. Bruce will play this for you. We'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Kristen, I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck, we can brainstorm on this together, okay?
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, Kristen, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. Wow, that had a kind of emotional sweep to it.
Yes, definitely.
Kristen, what did you hear in that Piano Puzzler?
It sounded very German romantic to me.
Yeah, good, good.
I want to say Brahms or Schubert.
You're right with Brahms. First one
oh,
out of your
wonderful.
Mouth. Yeah, no, that's definitely where it is.
In the style of Johannes Brahms. Nicely
yes.
done.
Very good.
And was there a tune that you heard in there?
I had a difficult time picking up the tune.
This is a really hard puzzler. Hope you don't mind my saying that. I try to avoid saying things like that. But just to, maybe it'll help you to realize that I think the way this tune is in this Brahms is actually quite challenging. It's very slow, the tune, much slower than it really goes, and all the harmonies that make that tune familiar are missing. Mm-hmm. And all the Brahms harmonies have nothing to do with the tune.
Okay.
So it's kind of tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce, maybe you could start again.
I will.
And so we know it's the style of Brahms, so maybe we can focus on trying to pick out that tune.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do my best.
Okay. Kristen, was there any tune that jumped out at you there?
Yes. Once I knew about the change in tonalities and the rhythm, I'm going to say The Girl from Ipanema.
You got it.
Nicely done.
Very good. I thought that was a killer.
Bossa Nova Brahms. Who'd have thunk?
Yes.
Well, you know what's really strange about this? Once in a while, when I write a puzzler, I give myself a challenge. So the challenge here was to write the tune of Girl from Ipanema with no change in rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow get Brahms in there. So if you were to listen to the tune. That's what I have.
It's all there.
Uh-huh.
It's exactly right, except that it's very slow, so you can do this. And the thing about it is that, you know, Brahms loved rhythmic complexity. So by having three against two and having what essentially is a Latin rhythm he never heard superimposed upon the whole thing, it's several layers of rhythmic strangeness.
Yeah, Brahms had his own style of rhythm, and then there's that bossa nova
and the chords.
Pulse of,
yeah. In case you forgot.
Which are completely different from the Brahms.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then, which becomes. It's very different. You know, and it's closer. And instead of. You know, I had really had fun with this, actually.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to this one again because it's such an interesting collision of styles that somehow weave together. It's The Girl from Ipanema in the style of Johannes Brahms. And Bruce, I might even, if I could hazard a guess, it's kind of like the late piano style
yes.
of Brahms toward the end of his life.
Exactly. Yeah? Yes, that's right. It's like the late intermezzi.
The late intermezzos by Johannes Brahms. Yeah. Well, Kristen, really nicely done with this week's Piano Puzzler. Kristen, when you're not playing on the air, how do you listen to Piano Puzzlers?
I listen to it on WBLV, WBLU FM out of Blue Lake Fine Arts Camp. It's Blue Lake Public Radio.
Blue Lake Public Radio. Kristen Zudaway calling from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.